Hello, Bob in the Black Boots here with some more Octaver fun. Today's topic, songs you only love because of their lyrics. So, I'm trying to think of songs that the lyrics are really well written, but everything else about the song is lacking. Like, the singer's performance was poor, musicianship is just crap, the melody is boring, production value is low. Although that last one, production value... See, I listen to a lot of, like, underground black metal, punk rock, indie rock, that was recorded in somebody's basement on third-hand equipment, so I think a production value might be a little bit low on my list of priorities. So, but anyway, when I think about songs that are good because of the lyrics, I keep going back to the comedy genre. Particularly parody songs. Most obvious example would be Weird Al Yankovic. Songs like Eat It and Fat and another one, Rides the Bus, My Bologna, Amish Paradise, It's All About the Pentiums, you know. Songs like these, the writing not only has to be good, the writing has to be spot on, it's also got to be funny, or there's no reason to listen to these songs. You just go listen to the original. So yeah, I think those are songs that I dig. You know, a lot of parody and a lot of the comedy songs that I listen to, I dig it because of the lyrics, because they make me laugh. With Weird Al, he has this one song called Headline News, which was a parody of by the Crash Test Dummies. And the original song is about three young people in unfortunate situations. Well, Weird Al wrote a parody of that, and the three people were this one dude who went to Singapore during spring break and was caught spraying graffiti and was caned by local law enforcement. Second story was about Tonya Harding hiring somebody to bash Nancy Kerrigan in the kneecaps. And then the third story was about Lorena Bobbitt and what she did to her husband. And I'm just hoping you guys remember that little headline. But it's a very, very funny song. And the lyrics not only are hilarious, they keep to the same meter as the original lyrics. So... yeah, it does take a lot of work to write a good parody song. And there's tons of parodies out there. A lot of them are crap, but there are some really good ones out there. And the lyrics are what make parody songs good. I mean, because you can write a really good parody, you can write a real crap parody. So yeah. There are some songs I sing at karaoke that are comedy. One of them is called The Masochism Tango by Tom Lehrer. It's and I'm not the biggest fan of, like, ballroom music, tango, but I love that song primarily because of the lyrics. It's, your eyes cast a spell that bewitches. The last time I needed 20 stitches to sew up the gash you made with your lash as we danced to the Masochism Tango. I love that. Then there's another song I sing at karaoke by Red Peters called the Spelling Song. And if you'll indulge me for just a second, it goes, FUCKYOUBLOWME. And, I mean, he sings a crooner style. And, I mean, I do like some crooner music. It's not my favorite, but I do like some. But that song is just particularly hilarious, not only because of the lyrics, but it's like, well, a large part of it is because of the lyrics, but it's a song that you want to sing to somebody that you're kicking out of your life. So it's a great song. So anyway, there's Octaver number 4. I hope you enjoyed it. And I will see you guys for day 5 Until then, pick your favorite adjective and have that kind of a day.